Fred Film Radio.
Joining us at this time is filmmaker Aleksandra Terpinska. Aleksandra, welcome to the show.
Hello.
We're going to be talking about your film, Other People, presented at Tallinn Black Nights. I understand that it's based on a best-selling novel. Can you tell me a bit more about this novel, first off?
Yes, it's based on a novel with the same title, Other People. Uh-huh. And the novel is written by a very talented and very famous Polish author, Dorota Masłowska. And what you should know that she developed very certain language. And especially with this book is whole written in verses. So basically it's a poem, or as you may say, it's a rap lyrics. From the beginning to the end, it's like lyrics, and it has rhymes and it has rhythm. So it was quite challenging.
Right. Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Obviously, we'll be getting into all that a little later on. But first, I'm curious to find out how your journey began, because I understand that you also had much to do with the shaping of the actual screenplay for this adaptation. So can you tell us about how you began this journey?
So a funny thing was that we met with Dorota in Jacuzzi at some film festival, and we kind of, you know, chat about the weird stuff. And then a few months after that, she sent me her book and asked me if I want to read it. And I was like, yeah, I can read your book, of course, but like what, like give you some notes or what? And she was like, no, like filming it. And so, wow, that's amazing. And then I've got the manuscript, and then I read it, and then I was like, oh my God, how I'm gonna do the film out of this? Because, you know, when I read it, it was like, it's beautifully written, but still, it's very not filmable. But then she asked me to make something like short video material for the book promotion. We call it book trailer, to sell the book better. And then we started to kind of discover the ways how we can get into the world of the characters and transfer the lyrics to the songs. And it was a very interesting experience. And we also got work together with Dorota. So I asked her, like, give me 3 months and I'm going to try to write a script, and I'm going to see what happens next, because I don't want to spoil it, because it's a very good book. And yeah, after 3 months of thinking how to make this filmable and how to make this poem to a more like a story, but not changing the words, because, you know, she has very unique language. So it's not like I can write some words, even in dialogues or in lyrics of the songs. It's everything from the book. I only could kind of mix the characters, or figured out the situations in which they rapping or in which they playing, or figure out all those weird things like the scene with heart or something. And after this 3 months of working on the script, I knew that it's gonna work at least on a script level. And then we started a long trip of preparation to this film with many, many challenges when we figured out how to translate this to the cinematic language and how to make all those things that are done there.
But what were the things that, so when you first read it, this novel, or I would also define it an epic poem, I guess.
Yes.
What were the things that you personally connected with about this original work?
I was thinking just what this book is about for me. I mean, what are the important subjects? Because the book has many plots, and some of them are bigger or in a book, and there are much more there. So it was more about make it the book shorter. So my main thing was like, what is in this book for me? And the most important thing, and most, the thing that moved me the most was this idea that people don't see each other and they don't love each other and the hate is circulating and they have no background even to take this love from, like, from where, because they have holes in their hearts. So basically that lack of love was for me the most striking thing in a book, and this is what I wanted to also show in a movie.
Yeah, lack of love, lack of empathy, yes. All that stuff, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, okay, so music is obviously very important in this film because we talked about the novel being written in poetry form, but music then is another thing as well. So can you talk a little bit about this part of the process? I mean, what came first? Was it the beats that helped shape the film? Was it the other way around? How did that work?
So the first thing was the script, and we already had, like, I don't know how many exactly, because it changed on the way also, but something like between 30 and 40 songs in the script already. And then we started to work on the music because the lyrics were already there. And working on the music was like, also it took a long time and it was a huge task with this film because every single song in this film has its own emotions and its own feeling, and this this emotion, this feeling, and this character of the song should match to the dramaturgy of the film and drama line of the film. So it should be exactly exaggerating emotions that are in this place in a film and helping the characters, and you know that it should also have this role as a film music, right? So it's not like let's take some beat. We had to take a beat that should help the character and the storytelling in this particular moment. So I talk a lot about the emotions and this kind of stuff to the beat maker, and he was composing this, and sometimes we agree, sometimes we disagree, sometimes we start work again. So it took really long time. Maybe 2-3 months to make the first version of the beats. Then we record the lyrics to the beat. Then it appears it's very difficult with these lyrics. So Dorota actually helped us with this, because she hear her lyrics very good, and she can sometimes really put the lyrics on a beat in a very certain specific way, which is like great. And sometimes she could adjust a bit her lyrics to the beat. So it was also an advantage to have a living author with you. And then when we had already like pilot version, the actors learned those songs, and then they played they rapped the songs live on the set, having like small earplugs in their ears where they're hearing the beat so that we could record sound. So it's quite complicated, but the point was to have them acting and singing in the same time, not lip syncing the songs, just to have the emotions from the set, which I think went great.
You talked about the cast having to be able to do both, to act and also perform the songs. So it sounds like it would be difficult to find the right people who could do both. Was it difficult?
It was a huge challenge. It was a huge challenge, and it took us, the casting took us like maybe 6 months. We cast almost everyone in Poland, I guess. But the thing is, we at every casting we ask the actresses and actors to rap one song, one piece we already have like for the casting, and to play some dialogue scene, because I don't know if you can hear this, but also in the dialogue scene, they have also certain rhythm and they have rhymes. And even if they just speak, it should be in this discipline of rhythm and rhymes.
So there's so much that I want to ask you. One of the things that I realized, I mean, I was just looking up stuff about you. You actually have a background in making music videos, and I was wondering whether that helped you in making other people.
I don't think so, because I I did maybe two or three music videos, which is not much, like, for a music video maker. And making music videos is quite popular here in Poland, because that's one thing where you can do almost everything. They don't pay you, but you can do your artistic work. So people like to, you know, especially as a student, then it's a chance, it's an opportunity to make something on your way and somehow, you know, show your ideas. I don't think making music videos helped me with this one. No, there is lots of many experiences that helped me, but not exactly this one, because I don't treat this as a music video, and it's very precise where what should be. So in a music video, not everything is usual that precise. You just should this, should that, more or less. You know where what should be, and then you, in editing, you can really go crazy. Yeah. And with this film was completely opposite, because we rehearsed this, we sometimes edited rehearsals, and we knew exactly what should be where exactly in the film. And even, you know, when you have, like, in one song you have 10 scenes, and in every scene you have certain text to say, you know, you cannot change this part and put it somewhere else. So it had to be planned in advance. Yeah. So it was, for me, it was more like a process of making like a normal feature film.
Because, you know, if I can just be a little nerdy for a second, you know, I was thinking of while I was watching it, other works that maybe it could have been reminding me of. And I was thinking of Jacques Demy's melodramas from the 60s. I was thinking of Requiem for a Dream also, Darren Aronofsky. I was thinking of Under Milkwood, actually, you know, some adaptations of Dylan Thomas's poem that could have been similar. Were you looking at some works that perhaps served as inspirations or even reference points for other people?
We had lots of inspiration, lots of references. I think the strongest one was La Haine by Kasowitz, and maybe the Trainspotting in the way of energy of this. But we also, for example, we watched Les Misérables, the musical. This was a huge inspiration, because they also perform the songs on the set with this small earplugs in the ears, which was like technical inspiration for us. And we knew that if you want to have like great acting on the set and then in a film, then you have to really perform this live, not like a lip sync thing. So because it was kind of musical, but not a normal one, we watched lots of musical, like from Hair to, I don't know, La La Land, you know, like everything, to see what role have the songs in those kind of films, and how many songs you can take as a viewer, for example. So we constantly watch some films in the process of pre-production, and then it somehow, I mean, it was usually, I was doing this with my DP, and we talk it through, like, on which levels it can be an inspiration for us, because it was so many levels with this film. I mean, it was strong level of the music, but also of the visual and acting and, you know, form. So, yeah. So it was also.
Well, talking about the visuals also, I was curious about one thing, because the film begins with, I guess, a disclaimer, kind of a warning for the spectator that the images they're about to see may be shocking or disturbing. And I was wondering, why did you feel it was necessary to include that at the start of the movie?
We thought a long time if to put this into the film or not, but then we decided that really some scenes can be disturbing, and We don't want to feel that people at the end, you know, were somehow touched, because the thing is, you cannot read this literally. You have to think about this as an art, and because it's shooted so in a natural manner, then we don't want to hurt people. If you suffer at some trauma, maybe it's better for you not to trigger yourself, you know, and it's just because of the respect for the people. It's not that we think it's that hard, because I've so much harder films, but it's just as a kind of respect gesture to the people that suffer traumas of different kind, and it can be triggering for some people.
Are you kind of maybe concerned that some people might see this as controversial too?
I wouldn't say it bothered me in a way. I mean, controversial is fine in a way if it asks question, and if in a way when it starts discussion, right? Because we did it to ask some question and start some discussions, and not just to say this is how the world looks like and we accept it. We don't accept it. That's why we did the film.
Right. Cool. All right. Well, Alexandra, we've run out of time, but I really appreciated you taking the time to talk with us about other people. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks a lot for this conversation. It was a pleasure.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.